What's good, all you great, great, wonderful, fantastic individuals out there in the universe? Welcome to an impromptu episode of Creatively Disrespectful. I am your host, D.Mitri. It is 4 a.m. It is May the 1st. And, you know, I wasn't supposed to be awake right now, but there's a lot of things I want to cover, and it's been a minute, so per the usual, sit back, relax, and enjoy the ramble. So today being May 1st feels very fitting for this episode, because then that means I have been here for 6 months. I am currently at my mother's place, in an undisclosed location in Louisiana, and I have been here since December the 1st. I had an event, and December the 2nd is when I packed up as much as I could in my car, in her car, and left the rest of my stuff in storage in Austin and came here. And the whole plan, purpose being was, it's double folded, bro. It's double folded now. Initially, I came here to be able to put myself on a forced sabbatical. When everyone else was inside during the pandemic, I was not, as I've told you guys multiple times. I was out working, doing what I do. And went through some pretty big losses, my grandmother and my father, in that time frame, in that pocket of time, and just felt like the life had been sucked and drained out of me. So one side of this says, you need to take a sabbatical, you need to rest. The other side of me knows that we had to leave the abusive relationship that we were in if we wanted to still be able to be on this mic. And I think I've said that a couple of times before. And again, not to speak of certain things in jest, but to really put full light on what these things became. I had to flee for my safety and my mental capacity and my mental health, and yeah, all of that. And I'm sorry that I sound a little stuffy in the background. All of a sudden these sinuses like kicked in, and it's part of the reason why I am awake. So there's that. With all that being said, what has happened is I have been forced to slow my world down completely. To one, deal with the grief of losing a matriarch in my mother's family, losing my father, and the grief of this relationship that I was in, because I would be doing the world and myself a disservice if I ever said I didn't love this man. I absolutely loved him and sacrificed a lot for him. And it sucks that for me to get myself back and my inner peace, I had to sacrifice even more. So, why are we here today? I'll tell you why. I feel like I have spent this entire 6 months in an incubator. I feel like I have been, because I restarted therapy again. I had to put it on pause again and whatever, but I restarted therapy again because I know that there was particular things I wanted to get out of this time, this pause, if you will, that I'm granting myself. And one of the assignments has been to feel all the feels all the time. And that, for me, not only as like a Cancer, but like as an empath, and just as a person who is in tune with humanity in a certain kind of way that she didn't ask for. That can become a bit crippling and draining and exhausting. So what ends up happening is, because I'm feeling all the feels all the time, I am constantly being like, I will say, depleted on a daily basis, so that I can replenish every day and just go through the cycle again. And what a cycle it has been. What can I say I have learned out of this? Again, I apologize. I will tell you, I feel like I have learned that holding on to anger and animosity towards a particular person, place, or a thing that you cannot do anything about now in the present gets you nowhere in the future. And I feel like I've been carrying a lot of that pain with me, and it sucks. I still see a couple of things now in reference to that whole process and how it has, let's say put a flag in my platonic and romantic relationships. I see certain things that I guess I would raise an eyebrow to if I was with someone. And so these are things that I am actively taking steps to try to be better about. What else? I have learned that it is possible to take things day by day. And I tend to be worse off in developing positivity and all of those good things when I put more days on me at a time. And by that I mean when I start to fritter and worry about like all this time in the future, like this coming up, that coming up, I need to get this done. Instead of really giving myself tasks for the day, burning through those tasks and being content with the completion. So that's something else I'm working on too. Number three, I'm learning to be more forward about, I'm learning to be more forward about the things that I normally choose to avoid. So I am a Cancer through and through. And again, I'm very empathetic and sensitive to the world around me. So I tend to avoid dealing with particular situations because of one thing and one thing alone: feelings. I don't want to hurt someone else's feelings, and I don't want my feelings to be hurt. So the best way to deal with this is to not deal with it at all. Once again, my wonderful friends, this is how we got here on the sabbatical, by not dealing with things. So again, in the process of feeling all the feels all the time, that means I have to stop avoiding the tough situations. I'm really trying to be a better person. I promise. That's the one thing I can actively say I'm trying to do. So, the incubator. I feel like I am at a point of my life where, I won't say it feels like the lowest, but it actually feels like I'm coming out of the depths of a really bad place. And I feel like I currently have all the tools that I need to make this the most beautiful, grand chapter of my life. I don't want friendships our connections with people that are not fruitful and beautiful and grandiose and maybe all over the place and sporadic. And I don't want anything less than that. I want whatever the next relationship I'm in looks like in a way that I have found a man that I wish I would have been with earlier in life. I want to have a good time, but I want to feel safe and stable and secure and cared for and thought about and loved and wrapped all up in. Like, I just want someone to want me the way that I want them. That would be great. I want all of these other dreams and these ideas that I have in my head to actually take off and take flight and help me see that, like, the things that I do and the gifts that I have and the things that I bring are actually substantial, needed, necessary things in this planet. Because oftentimes for me, it gets very hard to see outside of when I'm like caught within the day to day of what's in directly in front of my face. I see in the forest beyond the trees. I think I said that before too. Like, a lot of the times the trees get in the way and I can't see outside of whatever is currently bogging me down, and I need time to think it out and write it out and sing it out and run it out and box it out. I need places to process. Not everybody needs that. I understand that. But that is my way. That's what the writings are for. As I've always said, I can write something today and not feel that way tomorrow, because that's where it goes. Pen to paper, that's where it goes. And not everybody understands that too. So sometimes people think that you're holding on to something steadfastly, or you're rehashing the same thing. And it's like, no, that's not necessarily the case. I just need to have a way to process it that works best for me, and then I can let it go, and then I can move on. I feel like I'm coming out of an incubator. I feel like there are a couple of things that are still, of course, there will always be work to be done. There will always be things in my personality, who I am, that I need to change. There will always be those things. But I feel like I have the capacity to be the brightest, the goldenest, the best, the happiest I could ever be right now at this very moment. I feel like I have all the tools to make that happen now, and all of those things reside in me. And all of these lessons that I've learned so far that I'm trying to put in practice more on a daily basis, I just need to continue to go all in, full throttle, all the fucking way in. I am coming out of the incubator, and I'm different. Y'all know that I feel like I'm different because I've been announcing it every other goddamn day. But I can feel me being different. I can sense me being different. I am very intentional about my words and their usage and my choices and how I say things to people and what I say to people. I need to be mindful of the way I say things sometimes, and that's my fault. That's my bad. I'm working on it.